I'm Cheryl Corley, and for Michelle Martin, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Race, gender, privilege, experience, all have been hot issues in the presidential contest, and that was just in the Democratic primary. But as that hard-fought contest comes to its end this week with the official selection of the party's nominee, we wanted to check on the state of those persistent divisions within the party. Are Democrats in Denver ready to make nice and move on, especially supporters of the last woman standing in the way of that Obama juggernaut, Senator Hillary Clinton? What better place to get the scoop than the beauty shop? In Denver, Michelle talked with three political women who have been part of the Democrats' battle. Reverend Marcia Dyson was an early supporter of Senator Clinton's presidential campaign. So was Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez of California. Debbie Dingell is a member of the Democratic Party Rules and Bylaws Committee for Michigan, officially neutral. Through the primary, she made contributions to both the Obama and Clinton campaigns and recently endorsed Senator Obama. Here's more from Michelle.
Congresswoman Sanchez, let's start with you. You think it's fair to say there is still some tension between the folks who were supporting Senator Clinton at the outset and the Obama people?
Well, let's remember that there are really two different audiences that we're talking about at this point. There's the real activists, the political leaders, and the political electeds, all of whom are here in Denver this week. And while they were very split during the primaries, by the time we leave here on Thursday, we all know that we need to get Obama into the White House, that that is important, that we need to make change, and that the Bush years were not acceptable. And the voters are also on that theme. Then you have the second group of people, and that is your voters at large. And I think for many of them, they still are hesitant, Clinton supporters, women in particular, some of the working class people, have not come on board with Obama. And that is the job of this convention, to show the unity the party has, explain to people out there why the Democratic ticket is the one that should be the winner in November.
Debbie Dingell, what do you think? Because it sounds, though, from what Congressman Sanchez says, is the unity isn't there yet.
Well, clearly, and it's palpable at places here in Denver, that there are some women that are still angry. But I think that people understand what's at stake. The last 8 years has almost destroyed states like mine, Michigan. We cannot afford another 4 years of what has happened to our state. You know, I think that the African-American community, the women's community, we've all struggled. Each of us has our own story. We're not in a competition of who struggled more. This country is finally moving forward, and we need to understand what each other has experienced, and we have to celebrate where we've gotten to, and that this is just part of that growing, painful process.
Reverend Dyson, what about you? You've actually been pretty blunt about the fact that this hasn't been easy for you. And you're kind of on the crux of both communities. You're both African-American and you're a woman, and you're a passionate supporter of Senator Clinton. Has it been hard for you to, I hate to use this phrase, get over it?
Well, you know, to get through it. Every time I think that I'm at that shore, and I have arrived at that shore, something or somebody seems to kind of throw us back. But I think that it's incumbent not upon Senator Clinton's supporters to show unity, because if they follow her lead, she has done everything required of her as a staunch, loyal Democrat. As far as the general population, then everybody is entitled to their individual opinion. And the displeasure is not so much between Obama and Senator Clinton as I think from listening to a lot of women is the disapproval of the DNC and how they handled certain things.
Well, like what? Give an example for what?
I think that the feeling of lack of support, the way the bylaws and rules committee meeting was held, you know, around Michigan and Florida caused a division with the people. I've worked with women who are staunchly behind Hillary and made the U-turn when she made the U-turn. I listened to the women who are now going over to Senator McCain and the women who are waiting to see what happens here in Denver. We're hoping that we can come out unified, but we cannot act as if Democrats have always been a unified front ever in our history. If so, you wouldn't have campaigns. So we need to work out the platform for the party more than we need to talk about the personalities at this point if the Democrats really want to win.
Well, I must say I find that sort of puzzling, given that on policy, Senators Clinton and Obama were very close. all along. And yet you find, I mean, there's a USA Today poll saying that only 47% of Clinton supporters say that they are enthusiastically supporting Obama now, and something like 20 or 30% said that they're considering McCain. So if it's policy, since Senator Clinton and Obama are clearly closer in policy than Senator McCain, how could it be about policy?
Well, for some of us, you know, especially Hillary Clinton supporters, when she said that she was ready for day one, and this is not to disrespect Senator Obama, it wasn't a one-liner for what you wanted. It was almost a thesis of what she had to back it up with. And so, you know, because it was such a passionate campaign, and people to realize if you're so historical and you're so invested in it, whether it's by race or gender, we cannot act like neither one of those played a key event, then you just don't get over that moment that quickly, especially when she can deliver to the Democratic Party, and she has tried to do this. Senator Clinton and her husband have really been trying to do that once she made her speech.
Congresswoman, you were quoted in the Orange County Register just last month saying, I know nothing about Obama. I look on the website. I don't know what he's about yet. Assuming you were quoted accurately, is that still true? Is part of the issue here that you feel he's just not a tested quantity, and that's a source of concern?
Well, you know, I've served in the Congress 12 years, and he has served as a senator. This is going into his fourth year. Most of that time, he was running for president. I haven't had the experience of working with him across the table, as I have, for example, with Hillary Clinton, where I worked heavily with her on so many issues. So for me, I can't look personally at the work that I have with him. I have to look at him right in the eye, and I have to ask him the questions that I need to know for me to feel that I can go out to the groups that follow me to let them know, yes, this is a guy that's going to do immigration reform. This is a guy that cares about getting real health care to people. This is a guy who understands homeland security, which is an area of expertise that I have in the Congress. I can't do that until I really see what he's about with respect to that. Last week, the New York Times reports the letter that comes out from the governors and some of the congresspeople in key states and difficult states for us that say, you know, we need specifics. Hope is good, change is good, but what does that really mean? I come from the most Republican county in the nation, and I am a Democrat. I see the same thing. I move these people to vote for me, and I hope I can move people around the nation to vote for our candidate, Barack Obama, who I believe that's going to be, he's the nominee, and I want him in the White House. As a Democrat, I want him there. But he needs to help us help him get him across the finish line.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're in Denver at the Democratic National Convention, and we're speaking with Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, the Reverend Marcia Dyson, and Debbie Dingell, a member of the Democratic National Committee. Debbie Dingell, what do you make of all that?
Look, Senator Obama is not going to win if he doesn't find a way to bring in everybody. It's really beginning to gel for me as we go, you know, I'm not young anymore. I've worked on a lot of campaigns, and I've chaired a couple of presidential campaigns in a battleground state. And what's been exciting about Senator Obama is the new people he's brought in. He's energized young people. He's energized the African-American community. He's made a lot of people think, hey, maybe I can make a difference. And democracy is only as good as the people that get involved, and too many people have been turned off. So he's energized a lot of people, and that's been great. But there's also, at times, an edge, or that people with seasoned or experience or, you know, we don't need you. They do need them. They need everybody. If Democrats are going to win, this campaign's biggest challenge is how to merge the new with the old. And that's what makes America the best. And I think this is going to be one of the challenges for the Obama campaign this fall.
Speaking of merging the seasoned and the new, is it a scar? Is it a sort of a scar for folks that you're talking to that Senator Clinton does not seem to have been a serious contender for the vice presidential slot, even though I have to say the Obama campaign insists that she was, even if she wasn't vetted in the same way that other candidates were? And of course, they say that that wasn't necessary given her long public service and the long primary campaign in which they say she was fully vetted in any possible way. So is that a scar that she wasn't that she's not the vice presidential candidate?
I first of all have to say that I think the Clintons have been looked at by more people and more, and have been vetted more intensely than anyone could ever vet a vice presidential candidate in either party. That is a reality. And, you know, the truth of the matter is none of us know what all the conversations have been. And there's a lot of buzz. And both the congressman and I have been around a long time and know there are a lot of things that don't have credibility to them. So I don't know exactly what has happened in the dynamics in terms of all that. But to some women, it is a perception. And perception's reality. So it's gotten some people angry. So they've got to reach out to women because they need the women this fall. But as the congresswoman said, I know what last 8 years have done to Michigan. It's destroyed it. My state's on the cusp. It's about the future of my state. And we need someone, we need an administration that's going to do something for manufacturing, that's going to care about jobs in this country. So it's not just women. There are a lot of people that have a vested interest that's at stake and are looking to understand this man.
What about you, Reverend Dyson? Is it a continuing hurt for you that Senator Clinton's not on the ticket as a vice presidential nominee?
Well,
I don't know how you interpret the whole question of whether she was vetted or seriously considered or not. I don't know where you are on that.
Look,
what about for you?
She was vetted, and really so has her husband. I think that if nothing else, since, you know, politics is a lot about show, too, as well, that even if Hillary Clinton was offered the presidency, and, you know, politicians make their behind-closed-doors deals or understandings with one another to push the party forward, that if she had been given it and was able to even decline, knowing that that's not someone's preference, I think Senator Clinton may have even done that because she has done everything that the party has asked her to do. But I think that for Senator Obama, it's his to win or to lose. You choose Joe Biden, great guy, 30 years experience, never lived in Washington, D.C., but he got 3 electoral votes. That's not a winner. You know, I don't know what kind of picking he could have made, and I guess because I just love Hillary so much, not for personality, but for her purpose and the intent of her purpose. And this is why I keep saying that, you know, we got it for Obama to win at this point because of so many of Hillary's supporters not knowing him, as it was so rightfully said. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I, you know, was one of the first people to congratulate him when he decided to make his announcement at that time, not knowing that I would be the staunch supporter for Hillary. It's still, you want to know the person that you're married to. When we choose a president, it's like choosing a spouse. And we want to make sure that they're going to hold true the sacrament of the covenant, you know, and which means that, you know, can you please tell me, for better or worse, for rich or poor, and where was our love affair to make me believe this, that it's not a one-night stand, you're going to swiftly take me off into some dying sunset and throw me somewhere? And I think that we really must know him better. And anyone who thinks that when you question him that you're anti-American or anti-Obama, I've even been called a racist, and I'm an African-American woman, is like, whoa, then we end up with a Bush because no one was able to ask him, question him, or challenge him. And we do a disservice to anyone running our country. We must remember that this person is to represent the party.
Congresswoman, you've already told us a bit about what you think the Obama campaign needs to do going forward from a number of vantage points. Can I ask you to sort of hone in on what you think he needs to say to women specifically? And it has to be said that the polls show that he is doing better with women than John McCain is, but talk more about that if you would.
Women are the ones that are caught in the real crux of the problems that we have on the domestic front. We either have young children and we're worried about how we're going to take care of them, in particular because we have to work, or we're trying to find work out of the home because we need to supplement that income. We're running the household, and we have aging parents. So women are caught in a place that is very difficult. She needs to say, what are you going to do about childcare for me? What's my medical plan going to look like? Are you really going to deliver? Can you work with the Congress to get that done? Because the last time someone tried to do that, Bill Clinton, the new change kid, I've got a new health care plan for everything, it was his own Democrats who stopped him. And more importantly, we want to believe that he's not going to be afraid to go forward and to put forward those initiatives. We need to know about the business in the home. That's what women care about right now.
All right. Debbie Dingell, what about you?
Well, I think she's articulated it very well. I'm one of those people that sometimes gets offended when people talk about women's issues, and they always try to put us into a box. It's about the economy front and center for all of the reasons that have been articulated. And I think that's what people want to see him talk about, health care.
Do you agree with Congressman Sanchez that he needs to get more specific now that, you know, he's gone far enough with hope and now it's got to get to facts brass tacks?
But I think he is. I think I'm lucky because I'm married to a man that's been at the forefront of health care for you know, literally decades in this country. And so I know what he's proposing on the health care plan.
And just for those who don't know, Debbie Dingell is obviously married to Congressman John Dingell of Michigan.
But has her own life.
Yes, ma'am. Which is why you're here.
A great life, I might add.
It's great. But we all want universal health care. We want to see it out there. It may not happen. He's putting the specifics out, but I don't think most people understand it. And what he has to do is to communicate that to people across the country, and they've got to, other people have to understand what he's going to do in a whole variety of areas.
Reverend Dyson, final thought from you. What needs to happen going forward, in your view, to close the deal, particularly with women? So
I think that Senator Obama really needs to reach out, like someone said earlier, to the heart and soul of the constituency base. I think that it has not been translated well, the intent, and I think that the involvement of former Hillary supporters really need to be integrated prominently into his campaign. But I'm just hoping that the Democratic Party can prove itself worthy of every man's vote, and the issues regarding health care is very important to women. So we really need someone to not just give us hope, not someone who would just say the word change, but give us an evolution of today's politics. Then history really will be made.
All right. Political strategist and civil rights activist, the Reverend Marcia Dyson. We also spoke with Debbie Dingell of the Democratic National Committee. She represents Michigan. And Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez from California. We are joining you from KUVO in Denver, where we're all attending the Democratic National Convention. I thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.